What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we're hosting a New Year's Eve dance party featuring an hour of vintage dance music from Avenue performers. We'll share music from legendary Naptown funk, soul, disco, and rock and roll artists, and revisit local dance crazes like the Humbug and Funky 16 Corners. Let's start with a classic dance record from Thurston Harris. He was raised in the Avenue neighborhood. Harris is best known for his 1957 hit, Little Bitty Pretty One. But before he became a rock star, Harris was a local boxing champ at the Senate Avenue YMCA. From 1958, this is Thurston Harris with Over and Over.
I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
That was the Naptown rock and roll legend Thurston Harris with Over and Over. Up next, we'll hear two more selections from rock and roll singers who started their careers on the Avenue. Up first, we'll hear music from Oliver Grooms, better known as Little Pico. Little Pico was a star on Indiana Avenue during the late 1940s and early 50s. He performed with many Avenue legends, including Jimmy Cole and pianist Carl Perkins. We'll hear his 1965 dance record, The Horse. After that, we'll hear music from the rock and roll legend Mabel Louise Smith, better known as Big Maybelle. She was born in Jackson, Tennessee in 1924, but her career started on the Avenue. In 1943, Maybelle signed a contract with the Ferguson Brothers Talent Agency, located on the Avenue. Maybelle spent many years working in Avenue clubs and performing with local band leaders like Joe Webb. We'll listen to Big Maybelle's 1956 dance hit, New Kind of Mambo.
Hi-yo, Silver. Come on, come on, come on, come on and ride. Come on, let's ride.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
We're gonna ride a horse.
Giddy up.
Now hold your reins tight, so baby, you won't let them go.
Giddy up. Giddy up.
Now sit tight in the saddle so you won't wiggle out while we ride that horse.
I learned a new kind of mambo. I got a brand new twist. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it goes like this. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it just can't miss.
That was Big Maybelle with New Kind of Mambo. On this week's show, we're celebrating New Year's Eve by listening to classic dance music from Avenue performers. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from the Highlighters. The band is known worldwide for their funky dance music. From 1969, we'll listen to Funky 16 Corners, followed by Poppin' Popcorn.
And right here is where we're going to the Funky 16 Corners. That's Funky 4 to your left, Funky 4 to the right, Funky 4 to the back, and Funky 4 to the front. Good God. Hey, hey, baby, I got to groove 16.
That was the Highlighters with Poppin' Popcorn. The popcorn was a dance craze popularized by James Brown in the late 1960s. The legendary Naptown bandleader Billy Ball also cut a popcorn record with his band, The Upsetters. The recording was titled Popcorn 69. We'll listen to that track next. After that, we'll hear two more classic dance records from Billy Ball and the Upsetters, Tighten Up Tighter and Sissy Walk. Billy Ball and the Upsetters with Sissy Walk, released in 1969. On this week's show, we're celebrating New Year's Eve by listening to classic dance music from Avenue performers. The Avenue was full of dynamic R&B dance bands, including the Presidents. The band was fronted by the legendary vocalist and dancer Baby Leon. Up next, we'll hear two tracks featuring Baby Leon. From 1968, we'll listen to the Presidents with Shoeshine, followed by Big Daddy Graham's 1969 single, Tighten Up Your Popcorn.
We're gonna do the shoeshine, yeah, one more time. Put your hands on your hips, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let your backbone slip, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up now, baby, yeah. And do the shoot shine, yeah. Hey, everybody, why don't you do it right? Do you want to start a fight, baby?
What you say, buddy? I said, tighten up your popcorn. What's Sam doing over there, man?
Get it, Sam.
Sam, what you doing?
Oh, you make me want to dance.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, yeah. Do you wanna dance? Tighten up your popcorn. Do you wanna dance? Tighten up your popcorn. We're gonna get in a groove.
Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more classic dance music from the Avenue after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating New Year's Eve by listening to classic dance music from Avenue performers. Up next, we'll hear a track featuring the Avenue basketball legend Oscar Robertson. He rose to fame in 1955, winning the Indiana High School Basketball Championship with the Crispus Attucks Tigers. During the era of segregation, Crispus Attucks was an all-black school located in the Avenue neighborhood. In 1965, Robertson issued a dance record titled The Big O. We'll hear that track now.
Pretend you're gonna dribble to your left. Up, back. Pretend you're gonna dribble to your right. Up, back. Now you're getting ready to shoot. Your hip and you're ready to boot. Now ain't you glad you really know the big old.
That was Oscar Robertson with The Big O. Up next, we'll look back at a little-known Naptown dance called The Humbug. The Humbug was featured on two local releases, including Steve Mason's 1969 single, Nitty Gritty Humbug. Up next, we'll hear Rodney Stepp and the Diplomats with their 1969 recording, Humbug, released by Lamp Records.
Hey, look here, hold, let me try it right here, let me try.
No, that ain't right.
Oh, no, man. No.
You shut your half mouth, you all.
Look at that,
that's all wrong, man.
That's all wrong. What am I doing, man?
That was the Diplomats with Humbug. On this week's show, we're celebrating New Year's Eve by listening to classic dance music from Avenue performers. Allison and Calvin Turner were from Anderson, Indiana, but they performed often on the Avenue club scene. Up next, we'll hear their 1970 single, Shake What Your Mama Gave You.
Why don't you shake what your mama gave you? Shake what your mama gave you. Shake what your mama gave you. Know it, baby. Ooh, baby. I love it.
The Rhythm Machine were a legendary Naptown funk band formed by ex-members of the Highlighters. The band's debut single was a funky dance record with a heavy anti-drug message. We'll hear that track now. This is Rhythm Machine with The Kick.
Getting on down.
In the mid-1970s, disco music transformed dance music culture around the world. Many Avenue musicians followed the rise of disco music, including my own group, The Words of Wisdom. In 1976, we released a disco-influenced single titled Friend of Mine.
Always something new, ladies in trouble. Who he thinks I am, I'll never discover. He thinks I'm someone to always lean on. When will he learn to lean on his own? Cause he's a friend of mine.
Friend of mine.
Yes, he's a friend of mine.
Up next, we'll listen to a pair of funky disco tracks from the Hamilton Movement, a legendary Midwest band that featured musicians from Ohio and Naptown. From 1976, we'll hear Having a Set at the Discotheque, followed by We're Gonna Party. The Hamilton Movement with We're Gonna Party. On this week's show, we've been celebrating New Year's Eve by listening to classic dance music from Avenue performers. The 1980s gave birth to the rise of electronic dance music. Naptown musicians were quick to adapt to this new sound, creating their own hip-hop, electro, and techno recordings. We'll listen to an example now. From 1984, this is the Ricky Clark Company with Time to Throw Down, produced by Paul Thomas.
We are gathered here to blow your mind and throw down on this dance floor.
Move your body across the floor.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for joining us for this New Year's Eve celebration. And Happy New Year to you and yours. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.